This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Good evening and welcome to the History of Alchemy podcast. I'm Travis Dow.
And I'm Pete Coleman from the Bohemican podcast.
Today we're going to talk about Peter Bonus, also known by his Latinized version of his name, which is Petros Bonos Lombardos. And he was supposedly a 14th century physician at Ferrara in Italy, and a writer on alchemy. I say supposedly because not a whole lot's known about him. He's best known for a work called Margarita Preziosa Novella from around 1330, so that's why we say 14th century. And this was a pretty influential alchemical text. And like a few others we've talked about, there was some works that were published much later under his name. So it could have actually been by him and just not published before that date, but there's works as late as the 1570s that are published under his name. So
the age-old argument, is alchemy even possible? Well, you know, Peter did say this, as well as many that led before him, argued that it is possible. He takes it a step further, as did Roger Bacon, and says that the products of people can actually exceed nature. He believed that if you could replicate nature perfectly, or even do it better than nature could possibly do, then you could create gold that is purer than 24 carat, sort of like Sendivogius Philosopher's Stone that we talked about numerous times.
Like gold purer than pure gold, which means, yeah, so this goes back to the question that we've talked about before, is alchemy just replicating nature? You know, is it doing it better than nature? So this is the viewpoint he took. And in fact, many alchemists thought this, that alchemy was basically replicating what happens in nature, or, you know, they wouldn't have even tried. But it's interesting that Peter's saying this in the 14th century. So that's, you know, we just have a really early thinker.
Travis, I want to mention this because I think that some of our listeners that may be new to the show may not have heard some of our thoughts on this before. But you're right. I think that there is a sort of a tug of war, an age-old tug of war in alchemy that says, you know, can people do it better than nature to make gold? We talk about pressure. We talk about time. And what nature does to create these fine metals or even jewels like such as diamonds, it takes time. It takes a little bit of time. But we're talking about these alchemists saying that they can replicate this process better and quicker.
Yeah. So first, it's important to note that they believe that one metal changes to another naturally, like in the earth. It just, you know,
transmutation.
Tin becomes copper. So then they argued, okay, but they said that this happens over millennia. And so then they argued that with the perfect conditions, you know, what is it that's actually changing gold? If we had the perfect lab, we can probably replicate that process, and not in millennia, but like, let's say a year, because, you know, it still took a while.
And your patrons are expecting something soon, by the way.
Exactly. They don't have a thousand years to wait.
It better be quick.
But what's interesting is his position kind of put him in a sticky position with the church, because is he implying that people can do things better than God can through nature? This was just a question that came up. And even like the Inquisition weighed in on this at one point. So, I mean, it's, you know, kind of, he was walking a fine line for sure. And so then, you know, there was more of this argument that he wrote about. So do we even know the natural process? So you just mentioned like pressure and temperature. Is that a fact? I mean, how does someone in medieval times know that that's what's happening? And, you know, so does this go to empiricism? Like, they had like tin ore, and they noticed specks of copper in it. So is that, they're just saying, okay, so this must be happening. How do we replicate this? Peter Bonus actually said, yes, it's possible. Otherwise, he, you know, wouldn't have even been an alchemist or writing on alchemy. But he walked that fine line by saying, yes, it's possible. It's even possible to do a better job than nature can do, but we need God's help. This goes back to thaumaturgy.
I was going to say that because this is the way to get out of being burned alive at the stake in some places, right?
Some
in Europe at this time. So you can say, you know, yes, this I I can see them going up to an inquisitor and saying, you know, you're right. You're right. This does take a precedence over what we think that God and nature can do. We can do it better. But we can't do this without the help of the church. We can't do this without the help of God. Therefore, that saves them a lot of other extraneous questions that could lead to some personal harm.
Exactly. Yeah. So his fine line looked exactly like this. So he wrote that it's possible because there's nothing supernatural about it. That was like him not getting burnt at the stake. He had to say
a fine line between being called a witch,
yeah,
you know, or a sorcerer,
well,
and an alchemist.
Especially the Inquisition was saying that if you're creating gold, it's only because you have the help of demons. Period. Otherwise, there's no possible way to do it. So he was saying, no, we're replicating nature, but we need God's guidance to know how. Like we need some kind of divine inspiration, theosophy, I guess.
Well, you know, this is true, Travis, as well, because we're talking about a time, well, maybe several hundred years before this particular time in the 14th century, that that you would have people go out representing the church to pagans and other people across northern Europe and saying, you need to get away from nature. We see that nature, you're worshiping nature.
You can't worship nature.
Yeah,
exactly.
And we're going to try to, you know, supplant the Christian belief system into your nature worship and take over that aspect so that you can still kind of do the same sort of traditions, but with God in the focus of this. So it is kind of interesting to see that, though, that they're kind of going back to saying, well, nature is important. Nature is you know, mysterious, but it's by the grace of God that we have this nature that we can do these type of things. So I can see that there is, again, a fine line that you get yourself into a lot of trouble in the 14th century if you didn't have God or the church backing you, because you could be seen very quickly as a sorcerer or practicing witchcraft very easily.
Okay, so an interesting look at a guy from the debate of nature versus supernatural help kind of thing, and then also whether it's only nature and or you need God's guidance. And I was reading about him when I was researching things like theosophy and theurgy and that kind of thing. So he came up. Unfortunately, I don't know a lot about his life. So if somebody can point me towards a reference, I'd be very grateful. Other than that, thank you very much for listening.
Thanks.
You've been listening to the History of Alchemy podcast with Travis Dow and Pete Coleman. For more information about this episode, and other information about alchemy, alchemists, and related subjects, visit historyofalchemy.com. Find us on iTunes, subscribe, review, and don't forget to rate us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your comments, ideas, and corrections to podcast@historyofalchemy.com or get in touch via Facebook on the History of Alchemy podcast page or Twitter @AlchemyPodcast. Tune in to our sister podcast all about the Czech Republic, Bohemicon, which is also available on iTunes or on Bohemicon.com. Until next time on the History of Alchemy podcast, thank you for listening.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.